This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. In response to rising security concerns and reports of increased militant activity near the porous borders of Tripura and Mizoram with Bangladesh, authorities have heightened vigilance along the international borders. Security forces have been placed on high alert following reports of militant movement along the Tripura-Mizoram border with Bangladesh. A senior police official informed that the security apparatus in hilly regions, especially near the Tripura-Mizoram-Bangladesh border, has been strengthened due to growing concerns about militant activities. Tripura shares a 856-kilometer international border with Bangladesh, of which 26.64-kilometer remains unfenced. Mizoram's border with Bangladesh remains entirely unfenced, posing additional challenges for border management. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will meet industry leaders in Mumbai to explore areas of collaboration for an upcoming business conclave in the northeastern state. He will also participate in a roadshow to invite potential investors to Assam. Sarma wrote on X that for the next 3 days in Mumbai, he will meet leaders of India Inc. and explore areas of mutual collaboration for the upcoming Advantage Assam 2.0 summit. The Advantage Assam conclave, to be held on February 24-25, will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. According to Sarma, the summit aims at creating an ecosystem that supports innovation, provides easier access to capital, removing bureaucratic hurdles to create an atmosphere for business and industries to be set up in Assam. Tripura has made a significant contribution to biodiversity documentation with the first ever recorded sighting of the banded royal butterfly, Rachna Jalindra Indra, a rare species within the state. The discovery occurred in Sifajila Wildlife Sanctuary in Sifahijala district. The research team initially spotted the butterfly on May 5, 2021 during a survey in the sanctuary. Protected under Schedule 2 of the Indian Wildlife Protection Act 1972, this finding adds Tripura to be known distribution range of R.J. Indra, previously recorded in Orisha, West Bengal, Bangladesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Jharkhand. In Mizoram, a historic milestone has been set as the country's first generation beta baby was born at Sinot Hospital Dortlang in Aizawl. The newborn, a healthy boy weighing 3.12 kgs, is the first born in India in 2025, marking the beginning of a new generational era. At 12.03 a.m. on January 1, 2025, Frankie Remradika Zadeng was born at Sinod Hospital in Dortlang, making him the first child of Generation Beta in India. Sister Lalchua Naomi of Sinod Hospital's Lama Ward said, Frankie is the first Gen Beta child in his family, joining his older sister, mother Ramzir Mamwi and father Z.D. Remtuang Sanga. The family resides in Katla East, Aizawl. Speaking to Akashvani News Aizawl, Ramzir Mawi expressed her deep sense of happiness on giving birth to the first beta boy in the country. The term Generation Beta was coined by futurist Mark McGrindle to describe children born between 2025 and 2039, making them as the next generation after Generation Alpha. Reigning Miss Tourism India Irene Kaur is set to represent India at the prestigious Miss Tourism World 2025 Global Finals to be held in Guangdong, China on the 10th of this month. Kaur, who hails from Meghalaya, departed from New Delhi on December 27, 2024 to join contestants from over 60 countries and regions, including the United States, France, Brazil, Venezuela and members of the Belt and Road Initiative and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The Miss Tourism World contest is recognized for its potential to boost tourism and cultural industries of both the host country and the participating nations. The Miss Meghalaya organization has extended its best wishes to Dakar, expressing hope that she will bring the crown home. Irene Dakar's journey to the global stage has been remarkable. Before winning the Miss Tourism India 2024 title in Jaipur, Rajasthan, she earned multiple accolades including Miss Meghalaya 2022, Miss Northeast 2022, Femina Miss India Meghalaya 2023 and Miss Grand India Meghalaya 2024. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.